So the sunny months are almost upon us, and although that's quite good news for some, it can spell trouble for hay fever sufferers with the high pollen count in the air. Now, today we're going to be talking about how hay fever sufferers and the medication you can take could affect you while you're driving. So I'm joined in the studio today by Amanda Stretton, who is the motoring editor at Confused.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hello.
Hay fever sufferers need to listen out because there are going to be some new laws that involve driving and the medication you take when you have hay fever. So we're looking at antihistamines and that sort of thing. You just want to tell us a bit about what you found in this recent study?
That's right, yeah. So basically, in 2012, a new offence of drug driving was actually introduced. And it seems that many people aren't aware that some of the active ingredients in some hay fever medication is actually on this banned list as well, and can have a very similar effect to driving under the influence of other drugs on you when you drive, which is why we're sort of making this plea, if you like, to motorists to really take care, read the label very carefully, and if they're unsure at all about the medication that they're taking for the hay fever, speak to their pharmacist or their doctor, or they can head to the Confused.com website where there is a list of all the banned medication, both legal drugs and, of course, illegal as well.
Now, am I right in thinking that the police are going to treat this sort of drug as driving under the influence, basically, so they're going to treat you in the same way they would if you were under the influence of some other drugs?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because your reactions are going to be similarly affected by these legal drugs as well as illegal drugs, they class it as exactly the same. It's a drug driving offence, which can result in up to a year in a ban of up to a year, an unlimited fine, 6 months in prison, which of course results in a criminal record, which has huge knock-on effects moving forwards.
Now, this research carried out by Confused.com, you found that over half of motorists suffering from hay fever took antihistamines to correct it, but then around 10% of those felt the effects of the medication while driving. So we spoke about them sort of symptoms before. They really can affect your reaction time and your ability to actually drive, so it can be a massive hazard on the road.
You're right, yep. So you can have much slower reactions when you have taken antihistamines, some antihistamines. It can make you drowsy, you find it very hard to concentrate, and also you find that your coordination is impaired as well. And when you think there's around 30 million motorists on the UK, that's about 15 million who will suffer from hay fever. And if you think 10% of them are suffering the effects of those antihistamines, you're looking at 150,000 drivers. And when you put it like that, of drivers who potentially could be breaking the law, it really is a very sobering thought.
Now, this sort of time of year is rife with hay fever, isn't it? Because warmer temperatures mean higher pollen count, which means in this sort of weather, when it's humid and it's windy, it's going to get in your eyes and it's going to cause you to be a bit all over the place for hay fever sufferers. But then you're going to have to take antihistamines or something to combat that, because you think of the symptoms to do with hay fever. If you're driving and you've got itchy eyes or you're coughing, you're sneezing, you're going to be impaired. Your driving ability is going to be impaired just as much as it would be if you were under the influence of some sort of drugs as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's why of the motorists we spoke to, more than 2/3 think there should be clearer warning on the packages, because there are medications that you can take that don't have these side effects and don't feature on the banned list, if you like. And those are the medications that you should be taking if you're going to be getting behind the wheel of a car anytime soon.
Do you want to tell us the medications that you should be wary of and the medications that you can actually take?
I wish I knew how to pronounce them all, but what you do is head to the Confused.com website and look under the drug driving laws page, and there is a full list of all the drugs that you shouldn't take and also the doses that you need to be aware of.
That's something that's big as well, isn't it? Doses, because I can imagine people get a bit frustrated with the symptoms and maybe double up on medication when they shouldn't do, and that can have an even worse effect.
Yep, precisely. So definitely worth taking a look.
Now, this is something that people are largely, I think, unaware of, because it's only recently come out that you can actually get in a bit of trouble for driving under the influence. So it's massively important to raise a bit of awareness for this, especially at this sort of time of year, isn't it? So that's exactly what Confused.com are doing.
Exactly. And that's why we're really grateful for anybody who's taking care, who's listening to this message. If you're unsure of the medication that you're taking, check with your pharmacist or your doctor, or you can look at the banned list of medications on the Confused.com website or the government website as well.
Brilliant. Well, Amanda, thanks for joining us in the studio today and for spreading this message. It does really need to get out there, and people do need to be really aware of it, especially those suffering from hay fever at the moment. So thank you very much.
Thank you.